Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
I very quickly before the news want to squeeze in a chat with somebody who is busy with a big undertaking. He is a swimmer who is doing multiple Robben Island crossings this week. I believe the conditions are too bad for him to tackle today's planned swim, but I know he did get the project underway yesterday. His name is John Vickers, and he is with us on the line to tell us why on earth he is planning to do 7 Robben Island swims in 7 days. John, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
The why is the big question. Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm actually planning to swim the English Channel sometime this year in August, and I needed a challenge, and I wanted to do something to give back to somebody or to a charity, and that's when I came up to swim for Ahmed Sharkboy Hassim,
yeah.
As we know, is now bedridden at home, and he needs constant care, and it's going to cost a lot of money,
yeah.
And I thought, well, as a fellow lifeguard from the Life Saving Institution, I want to give back to a guy that's given so much of his time after his horrendous shark attack. He's given so much to the country as a paraplegic in the Olympics, as well as what he's done as a motivational speaker for others.
Yeah.
So I thought it's about time we give something back to him now.
Amazing. John, just to fill in the gaps for those who don't know, obviously you know that Ahmed had been on the show many, many times in the past. We have always respected and admired the work he does as a motivational speaker, as an athlete, and as just a wonderful all-round human being. And you might not have heard the news that he went in for what was meant to be routine spinal surgery in September of last year and suffered major complications, which have left him bedridden and in need of massive medical support, which is, of course, something that comes at a huge price. So, John, I really salute you for choosing him as the beneficiary of this undertaking. Our colleague Liesel van der Westhuizen has just done 1 Robben Island crossing, and I heard her this morning speaking about the effect it has had on her body. I can't imagine tackling 7 in 7 days. You're clearly not somebody who does anything by half measures.
Well, I don't want to do it by half measures just to help the poor guy out, but I can understand where Liesel's coming from. It does take it out on you. It's not something that you can just look at from the beach and go, oh, it's only there, we can swim that.
Yeah.
There's so many elements that you've got to face, currents, tides, the wind, for example, that just really hampered us today, and the temperature of the ocean. And it did take it out on me big time yesterday because it was the coldest one I've ever swum at 11 degrees from start to finish. And it'll probably be the same temperature tomorrow when we're doing a double. And there's 8 of us tackling the double tomorrow. I've literally just got off the phone with Derek Fraser from Big Bay Events,
yeah,
who is my safety company, the best out there. And he's already said to me, well, let's play catch up, Boyki. Let's do a double on Thursday as well. So why not? Let's do it, eh? We're doing it for a good cause. So let's just put on my big boy panties and knuckle down and get on with it.
Your big boy panties are the only thing you're allowed to wear, John, or are you doing it with
exactly
a wetsuit? No wetsuit.
Early in a speeder.
I cannot imagine doing it at 11 degrees, let alone doing it twice. What, I mean, when you say a double, do you allow yourself a break in between, or is it touch the ground and turn around and go straight back again?
Touch the island on the rocks, ooh, turn around, swim through the kelp farm and head back.
It's a hectic physical challenge, John, let alone the mental. I mean, the mental struggle of keeping yourself focused for so long. When you've done this previously, how many times have you done this previously?
As of from yesterday, I've done 7 crossings. That's including a double as well.
Okay.
But with a lot of training that I've been doing this year for getting to the English Channel with the Big Bay Events, especially in Langebaan, where we use the tidal assist there, and we're doing up to 18 to 20 kilometers in one session and 6 hours in the water. So physically, it's there. The mental side of it, I use my military background. Being in the military for over 12 years, that has toughened me up mentally.
Yeah.
I'm sure my old diving instructors from the Navy would be telling me, well, I should be doing it in a weight belt, not a speeder.
I mean, John, what the mental challenge, focus, staying on sort of on course must be part of it. But what else bothers you, worries you, challenges you out there? The physical conditions of the water and the tides and the wind aside, what are your biggest worries out there?
Well, the one thing is I try to keep that other fish with big teeth out of my mind,
yeah,
and concentrate on I literally look at the stitching on the side of the boats. I look at what the crew are doing, whether they're sitting laughing and talking or dancing and listening to music. They actually keep me entertained. I do look down now and again to see if that odd little seal comes to play with me, and the rest of it is making sure I don't swim into a jellyfish.
Okay. John, I believe your nickname is the Electric Eel. Do you want to shed some light on why that is?
Yes, I'm an electrician by trade. I got my own electrical company called Vickers Electrical. And my business training coach, Diane Boerman, said to me the one day, she just actually come up with a name for your swimming. She says, well, you're electrical. Well, what's an electrical animal? And we went to Electric Eel, and it just stuck. Got a big tattoo of it on my arm. And so it stuck, and that's what I've kept with it. And that's why I have the Facebook page, the Electric Eel, with all the details of these swims, as well as the charity funds and everything that people can donate to.
Okay, so if somebody wants to pledge some money in support of this endeavor, and of course knowing that money goes to support Ahmad Hassem Shark Boy, who has been a guest on the show so many times in the past, will they find all of that on your Facebook page?
100% on my Facebook page. We've got two ways of doing it. I do have a Capitec account available, which people have been donating. Thank you very much for that so far. And we also have Go Get Funding.
Okay.
It's called the 7-7 Challenge. And people have been donating into that link.
John, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I think you're absolutely crazy, but all the best people are. So good luck, and I hope the double tomorrow and on Thursday will go smoothly, and that you'll be chilled in every sense of the word by the end of the week. John Vickers, thanks for joining us, and all the best. I hope you're going to pull it off.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
John, the Electric Eel Vickers. So midway through, one swim into a 7 Robben Island Crossings in 7 days challenge, undertaking 2 on Freedom Day tomorrow, 2 on Thursday because of the weather conditions not playing along today. But let's hope he completes his challenge as planned by Sunday, the 1st of May. Once again, if you would like to support him, check out his Facebook page, Electric Eel.